This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Developers of the proposed Keystone XL pipeline are hoping to get a go, no-go decision from the Obama administration this year. The underground pipe would move oil from Canada to refineries in the U.S. Gulf Coast. Nowhere has the idea been more controversial than in Nebraska, where some farmers and ranchers worry about damage to land and pollution of water. As Sarah McCammon reports, landowners along the route have a new plan to fight the pipeline with wind and solar power.
York County, Nebraska might look like the middle of nowhere. County roads cutting through fields of corn and soybeans for mile after mile. But to Jenny Harrington and her three sisters who grew up here, it's the center of their world.
It was homesteaded by my great-great-grandparents in 1864.
Harrington's brother-in-law, Rick Hammond, farms on ground that's believed to be directly in the path of the Keystone XL pipeline. The family is backing a plan to build a barn, powered by solar panels and a residential-sized wind turbine, at the edge of this field. Hammond says it will serve as a meeting center for pipeline opponents.
And we want to make an example that the old dirty energy, if it comes through, would be destroying new clean energy.
It's a small project with a budget around $65,000. Groundbreaking is planned for next month. But it's not the only obstacle pipeline developer TransCanada is facing. Environmentalists have staged protests saying oil from the pipeline would accelerate climate change. Some landowners are refusing to sign easements or allow the company on their land. Jeff Rao is a project representative for TransCanada.
Part of what we do every day with the pipeline is work with obstacles and obstructions in the right-of-way.
Last year, the Obama administration said no to the original route, which cut through the environmentally sensitive Nebraska sandhills. But even the new plan worries landowners like Shannon Graves in York County.
We didn't really realize until they came out and surveyed and planted that little stick in the ground that it was so close to our house.
About 300 feet from where she and her husband sleep. Opponents in several counties along the route are working on resolutions against the pipeline. Not all Nebraskans are fighting it, though. Some labor unions say the project would bring good jobs for construction workers. In York County, Nebraska, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.